Whew, what's going on? What's going on, men and women? Men and women of God, what's going on? Big Aunt Triple X, back at you one more time on this day. This is the day that God has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it on this day. Amen. I hope everyone is having a great and awesome Saturday, awesome weekend. I pray that everything is going good for you. I pray that everything is going great for you. I pray that everything is blessed for you. Just thank God for this day. Thank God for this day and the protection that God provides for us. Is awesome. So thank God for us. Thank God for God. Oh man, it's such beautiful to know that God is in the house and God keep blessing us every day. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this awesome time. Thank you, Father God, for this awesome moment. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be here. Thank you, Father God, for your blessings. Thank you, Father God, for letting us live to see another day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank God. It's so much to be thankful for, that we always want to make sure we thank God every day. But even every chance we get, we want to thank God, because you never know how tomorrow will come, what your day will be like. You just never know. So thank God for allowing us to be here. Thank God for allowing us to breathe the air that God provides for us every day. It's awesome. Thank God for my subscribers. Thank God for my viewers. Thank God for my listeners. Click on the video and hit subscribe and get other people to subscribe to the channel. I'm going to keep going. Until the breakthrough happened. So I just want to say thank God on this day. Man, thank God. So, you know, what I want to talk about today is life and the protection that God provides for us. Ephesians 6 and 11 through 13 tells us that put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And I'm saying that because this past week, even yesterday, I dealt with some demonic things, and surprisingly, it just opened my eyes to so much, how people act, who they really are, what they really stand for. And I tell you, some people are very, very disrespectful. They don't care. They think that they know. They think because they wake up in the morning and they know how to get up and get themselves together, that they know life. And they haven't been around long enough to know that, because God provide every step for you as you go. And I'm here to tell you that God is gonna let them experience what they need to experience so they can understand how to treat people. Understand the significance in the presence of people that's around you. But the things that I saw, and the wickedness and the evilness of people, you need to be praying to God every day. You need to be praying to God every day. And you know, to see how people would give you a slap on the wrist for the things that you do, and you being defiant, and you complain. And the thing about it is that you find one little thing and you want to hold on to that and you want to harp on that, but you don't want to recognize what you're not doing. Then you paint a picture, you tell everybody lies, and then what you do is you throw dirt on people's names, and that's not good. That's not good. Hold your responsibility and accountability and acknowledge what you didn't do instead of pointing the finger at why someone coming at you. And for people that are so gullible, that it amazed me how a person can be so gullible where they will actually tag along to another person that really don't mean them no good. If that person cause havoc everywhere they go, and it's a reason why they are the way they are, and they hope they do stuff and then realize that don't ever realize that it's them. And you give that person a chance and that person blew it and not realizing that you was the one that bring that person along, because God give you discernment, but God can't control how that person act or do, because you have to hold yourself accountable for things and acknowledge responsibility of things, then that's going to be on you. That's going to be on you, because at some point you got to understand in life, you're going to run out. You can't play on people forever. You're going to run out. Everything comes to an end and everything has a season. And you should never follow no one that God created themselves. And God brought Jesus, his son, in his world, so you don't need a mediator when you can go straight through Jesus to get to God. That's the amazing thing about it. And it's so, I don't even know the word to explain it, but it's so hurtful to see how people can be so manipulative and even persuade people that's in position to weakness. That is a powerful thing, manipulation. And if this person been doing this all alone and struggling with people and they tag you alone, you are guilty by association in the company you keep. And the same thing will happen to you. And the sad part about it is that you know it, but you're addictive. So it says that we have seven pieces that God provides the armor for. And use that armor, seven pieces. These pieces described in Ephesians as follows. The lion's girt with truth is the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. That's how I know that God's people are warriors too. God will instill in you to be a warrior. And it says, and this is how I know it. It says right here, and the sword of the Spirit, word of God, of God. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God. So, but what's so intriguing to me that I think will break all of this down if you don't protect it, the thing that I think will break all of this down, is the shield of faith, helmet of salvation. Don't let people control your mind. Don't let people get in your mind. Don't let people allow you to be something that you're not. I said it on my last show and I'm going to say it on this show. My banner in the back says, "Be still and know that I am God." That's Psalms 46 and 10. I'm telling you, God is real, man. God is real. And you have to put on the whole armor of God so you can survive out here in this world. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on that those seven protection plates of God. Put on the whole armor. Because you're going to run into these people. You're going to run into these disrespectful people. And you have to cut them off. Even if you see them on the job, you have to cut them off. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, and as long as you're doing stuff within the will of God, within the will of policy, and you're not doing nothing disrespectful to hurt anyone, and you're falling within the word, stay close to God. If you have to cut that person off, cut that person off, and know that God is God. And be still. Psalms 46 and 10. I'm going to ride through the new year with that. Be still and know that I am God. It doesn't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter who you come up against. It can be a leader. It can be a first lady. It can be anybody who a person proclaimed to be in position of power. God don't have no respect of persons. And that same word, that same law that God provides is for everyone, not no one in particular. Because God is the creator of all things. So learn to use your own mind. Learn to be of good reverence for yourself and stop looking for validation from other people. God loves you just as well, just as well as he loves anyone else. God has no respect of persons. God will never have no respect of persons. Because God says in his word that he's the same God he was yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you can't get no clearer than that. You can't get no clearer than that. So it doesn't matter what a person do. It doesn't matter what a person say about you. It doesn't matter about the lies that they spread about you. It doesn't matter about the image that they put out about you. Because you best believe karma comes back, and it comes back a whole lot quicker than it used to be. So you have to be careful on what you do and how you treat people, because it comes right back around again. So put on the whole armor of God. Because I know that with me, I had to handle myself and watch myself. And I believe I did a great job. I did a blessed job. I did an awesome job. And I thank God for leading me and showing me the right way. Because this have been times in my life, I wouldn't have gave nothing a second thought. But now I do. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for providing me with that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and knowing the difference. So that's why I say that the helmet of salvation to me would be the most important thing. Because if a person got control of your mind, they got control of you. No matter how many people you hurt, you save, you do. If that one person comes back, they don't have control of everything, but they got control of you. Put on the whole armor of God. Let me tell you the seven pieces again so we can be on the same page. And you can find this in Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. It says that the lion's girt with truth is the belt of truth. That's one. The breastplate of righteousness is two. Shoes with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that's three. Shield of faith, that's four. Helmet of salvation is five. and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, is 6 and 7. Sword of the Spirit and word of God is 6 and 7. Those are the 7 pieces of armor of God that you need. I just personally think the most important piece is the helmet of salvation. You don't want them to get control of your mind, and you want God to salvage you even when you do wrong versus doing right. Hey, man, thank God on this day. This big Aunt Triple X, man, I just want to drop in on this Saturday and tell you how much God loves you and tell you, don't worry about nothing. Be still and know that God is real. Don't worry about nothing, because whatever happened to you and you know you have done the right thing, God is going to reward you. And that person may not never come back and tell you, but God going to get them too. Just a matter of time. And you don't even have to be around to see it. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your awesome time. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to share this word. Thank you, Father God, for this awesome moment. Thank you, Father God, for sparing my life, sparing our life. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you on this day. We thank you on this awesome day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hey, listen. God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Peace.